That's right, Greg. Yeah, my father was born and grew up in a place called the Glen, which is just outside the crossroads in Killygordon. So it's great that Patrick McGowan is putting forward the motion, because I think there's a great honour in that, coming from where my roots are. But I've also been down recently with the launch of the Red Hughes football field, the local GAA club, which again was a great honour for me to be there in my father's home parish. And obviously I spent all my summers growing up in Donegal, were spent in the Ballybuffet, Killygordon area. And I was honoured a couple of weeks ago to be made honorary president of the Finn Valley Rugby Club, which again is a great honour to be made honorary president of anything.
Now, we're coming off the back of two presidential terms, if you like, that perhaps have redefined the role to some extent. For many people, you're coming at this with from a business background, if you like, an entrepreneurial background. Do you think that will work against you or in your favour?
Well, I think the electorate have to learn a lot more about me, and most people who would know me as being a panellist on Dragon's Den. What a lot of people won't know is that I started out in farming and agriculture. I spent many years as a professional youth worker and community worker. And so enterprise and business is only a very small part of what I do. And I think it's going to be important to explain to people that I'm a very ordinary person who myself was unemployed many times. And I've had to fight back. And I think that's the message that I want to bring to the people. It's not just about business. It's about self-confidence. It's about self-determination, that we all have to work together if we're going to get ourselves out of the difficulties we're faced in now.
So is that to say then that the drive and determination and, I suppose, ingenuity that you need to become successful in business can be applied in any aspect of life, even in the presidency as a role sort of to pass that message on?
Absolutely. I think Mary Robinson did a great job in terms of expanding the role. Mary McAleese did a superb job in terms of having a theme which was relevant to the peace process at the time. I think the new theme now that I would be wanting to bring forward is one of community, of working together, of looking after each other, of the collective, but also very much about building confidence. And only one aspect of that is about trade and about jobs and about job creation, because that's the biggest challenge facing the country at the moment. So I don't want to be focused or narrowly on business. I think it's one important aspect. But I think what it's got to be about serving the people at home, and it's got to be representing them with pride abroad.